Russian authorities appear to be targeting more foreign oil companies, with investigations into the environmental impact of their energy projects in Russia. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
It began earlier this month when the Natural Resources Ministry canceled its own approval for Royal Dutch Shell's massive natural gas complex off the Pacific island of Sakhalin. The decision put into limbo the biggest foreign investment deal in Russia, a decade-long $20 billion project. The ministry has ordered a full probe into the Sakhalin 2 venture, which Natural Resources Minister Yuri Trutnev says poses a threat to woodlands and salmon breeding grounds.
If the project's pipelines rupture, they'll create a huge ecological catastrophe. We're duty-bound to do everything we can to prevent that.
Another Natural Resources Ministry official says the project may have already caused environmental damage. He says the cleanup could cost up to $50 billion. But speaking on Russian radio, Igor Ignatiev, vice president of Shell's joint venture, said the environmental concerns are overblown. When such announcements are made, he said, without testing or enough factual basis, that's not very good. Ignatiev said delays to Sakhalin 2 could cost up to $10 billion. Environmental groups have long warned the project violates Russian ecological regulations. But industry observers say the withdrawal of licenses has nothing to do with the environment. Economist Yevgeny Yasin says skyrocketing energy prices have emboldened the Kremlin to seek a controlling stake in the project for the state's natural gas monopoly.
It began with the state takeover of the private Russian Yukos and Sibneft oil companies. Targeting foreign companies now is part of the same step-by-step process of extending control over the country's natural resources.
Shell Sakhalin 2 is one of three lucrative production sharing agreements, PSAs, the government signed with foreign companies in the early 1990s, when oil prices were relatively low and the government was desperate for foreign investment. The deals stipulate that foreign companies pay no taxes or royalties until they recoup their costs. Experts say the Kremlin was angered by Shell's recent announcement that Sakhalin 2 will cost double the original estimate. Boris Tretyak represents the Sakhalin region in Russia's upper house of parliament. He says a deal is a deal, and that the government's actions are bad for foreign investment and the country's image.
Shell finished the first stage of its Sakhalin project with great difficulty. It did something no one else was able to do. Under those circumstances, it would be far more beneficial to have public discussions and open negotiations instead of threats.
Within days of targeting Shell, the government questioned another Sakhalin complex, this one a $12 billion project led by ExxonMobil. A French Total project has also come under fire, as has a BP joint venture to develop a massive gas field in Siberia. The European Union, the Japanese government, and others have raised serious concerns over Russia's latest moves. But Moscow says it's not pushing out foreign investors. It says it's giving Shell a month to fix the Sakhalin venture's environmental violations. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.